Okay, today's daf is Demai Ayin Vav 76, the second to last daf here in Maseches Demai. And we will start with Ayin Hey Amid Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom. And again, the Shirim, we thank the sponsors for this Maseches Shirim, Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Dvar Weinfeld. And we continue, Baruch Hashem, with the Gemara here on Ayin Hey Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Avohu. So we have been talking about when one has two baskets, one of Meiser, one of Teva, one of Chulin, all the different situations. We had yesterday the suggestion of Rebbe Mana, who says that maybe when it comes to our case, you don't have to be mafresh anything. You could just be designate within the mixture, designate the Trumas Meiser, and then Memela, it will be Batel. What about Eim Avat L'Nisla L'Chachila? Maybe here it was already mixed in. So you have those coolers to rely on. And the Gemara said, you're not actually actively being mevatel it directly, and that would be usher to be mifatseya. If our Mishnah is about these special items that are not batel, you're not allowed to destroy them in order for them to become batel. That would be too direct. That's only bishaavar. Ha betchila lo, betchila chachila, one shouldn't do that. That's different than our case, where even l'chadchila, it's okay, where you don't have any other tevel, so what you do is you're mafresh. That was the discussion that we had with Rav Elazar ben Arach and our Mishnah. We also pointed out, the Gemara says that truma is never on the table in this discussion. It's always tevel, that truma had already been taken off, because that's what it says we had earlier, that it never leaves the threshing floor until truma has been taken off. So now we get to Rebbe Avohu. Rebbe Avohu Amar. There are a number of Pirushim to the following Gemara. We will go with the Pirush of some. Rav Chaim, the Stipler has Gilyonos on Yerushalmi, so that's this shot and others as well. So here we go. The Gemara is trying to figure out, are there other options? Are there other options to the Lo Lahafsid Klum case? Right, we said if you have cases where the tevel is more than the meiser by 10% of the tevel, we said it's a lo hifsid klum. Right, you know, you're not going to mafsid anything. So, is there any other way in case number one not to be mafsid? So, remember, what was case number one? 100 tevel and 100 chulin. So, we said, what do you have to do? You have to give 101 to the kohen for the price of 100, because you want to make sure that at least there's one tevel going. Because if it's all chulin, then it can't be trumas meiser. So, you at least have one tevel. So, you have 101 tevel going to the kohen, and it's all going to be for the price of 100. So there's another option. Rabbi Avo Amar is Palgun Rebbe Brebdu Stoib Rebbe Yanai. Right? The Machlokes. Chad Amar one says, you have the following option. Ose oso sheni l'makom acher. What you could do is to make the entire tevel that's in front of you, the entire tevel, make it into Meister Sheni for other tefuah that you have. You have other tefuah somewhere else that you need to be mafresh Meister Sheni for. So make this entire tevel into Meister Sheni, right? And then there won't be any other chiyuvim, and then you'll be able to be podit and enjoy the entire tevel amount. Why? There's no iser of shinui seder, because Rabbi Avo says, if we're talking about Demai, it's a suffix. As we said earlier, there was a machlokas, but this is going like that opinion back on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, that maybe there's no issue of Shinui Seder when it comes to Demai. That's what we said. Mutter Lahaktim, back on Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mutter Lahaktim Sheni Larisho B'Demai. You ought to be Maktim. Right? Others say, Not Lachadchila, Lo Yasev Im Asa Masha Asa Asui. Right? Machlokas we have, but if you say that, you can go out of order. And another chiddush, another kula, that if you go out of order by demai, then you don't have to give the earlier chiyuvim. Right? Usually we say, if something is already mechuyev, let's say it's already mechuyev in truma gedola, and then you take off maaser rishon and you go out of order. Not only is it also to go out of order, but you still have to take off the truma from maaser rishon, if you didn't take off maaser rishon before you took off maaser sheni. Usually you have to make them up. We had that principle earlier in the Masechta. But here a double kula. The first opinion, Chad Amar, you make it into Meister Sheni, and then that doesn't need any more Chiyuvim. The Stifler of Yaakov Yisokhanievsky notes that though our Mishnah is really about Tevel Mamish, this is a suggestion what you could do in a Demai situation, in a parallel Demai situation, right? In a Tevel situation, maybe you wouldn't be able to do this because you can't go out of order. But in a parallel Demai situation, this is the suggestion that is given. The Charana Amar, on the other opinion, says, no, That suggestion is not going to work. Why? Because I'll agree with you with maybe Shinui HaSeder, but not the second point. Right? V'charana amar osa kulo sheni l'makom acher. Right? You can be mafreshit shelo k'seder, but there's still the other chiyuvim that still have not left. Osa kulo sheni l'makom acher mafresh lav rishon mi makom acher. So you don't gain anything. You didn't gain anything by doing this, because you're going to have to be mafresh afterwards anyway. So, the machlokes, whether this is an option, in cases where there is a demai mixture parallel to our Gemara and to our Mishnah where there is a tevel mixture. Okay. Ma nan kaimin. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? What does this mean? So Rav Chaim Kadievsky says, we're talking about the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah said that if you have more tevel than meiser, then this is what you do. And then you don't have to lose anything. What if you have more meiser than tevel? What if you have more meiser than tevel? That's the question. So each line here, we flip the girsa. We flip the girsa by each one. Mea meiser v'tishim tevel. Going to go with that girsa. That's Rav Chaim Kadievsky's girsa and others. So if you have 100 meiser and 90 tevel, right? So what do you need? How much chumas meiser do you need? So you have 100 meiser. 100 meiser requires 10 chumas meiser. You have 90 tevel. So that's 9 meiser rishon, 0.9 chumas meiser. So altogether, you need 10.9 chumas meiser from this mixture. Again, 100 meiser. That requires 10 Trumas Meiser, 90 Tevel, 0.9 Trumas Meiser. So that's what you need, 10.9. So what do? So notel tishim vishtayim chaser iser echad. You take 92 minus 1/10, right? 92 meaning 91.9. That's what you take. And then from there, right, you're gonna have to give it to the Kohen. Why? What is that? Why is that? So look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky. He explains. Shari mina tevel yeshlo tes meiser rishon. As we said, from the tevel, right, from the meiser rishon, you're gonna take 10. From the meiser, from the tevel, you're gonna have 9 meiser rishon. Shiochal asos and chumas meiser. You can make that whole meiser rishon, that whole 9, into chumas meiser. Vitzarech od, so if you have 9, the tevel could become meiser rishon into chumas meiser. So fine, that whole thing, 9. But then you're going to need, altogether, right, 10.9. So you're going to need another 1.9. That's going to be, chumas meiser. So you take 90, which is the amount of the tevel, plus 1.9. And that's why it's 91.9. So it continues again, the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, As we've seen often in the Masechtas, in the Yerushalmi, he is a quote. It's a running commentary Pirush. So he says, "Min from the tevel, you take nine meiser rishon, that could be chumas meiser." Od echad v'tishua min a meiser 1.9. So what do? Ukedeshi shehe pokeya bavadai, to make sure that you at least have 1.9 from the meiser, you have to take 91.9. Right, all tevel, the whole tevel. Could be the 9 from the tevel, that could all be chumas meiser, but then you need more. That's the most you can take from the tevel. So therefore, you have to take at least 1.9 more, because that will be from the meiser rishon. And that's why altogether you take 91.9, which is the way the Gemara says, 92 minus 1/10. And the opposite, the next case, the next one down. We just said 100 meiser and 90 tevel. What if you have 100 meiser and 80 tevel, right? Mea meiser vishmonim tevel, as we have there. So the same thing, 100 meiser, so that's going to be 10 chumas meiser. 10, right? 10% of meiser rishon, 10 chumas meiser. Shmonim tevel, so that's going to be 0.8. So how many do you take? Nota shmonim v'shalosh chaser shnei esronim. So you take 83 minus 2/10, 82.8. Same svaras, because altogether you're going to need 10.8 chumas meiser, right? 10 meiser rishon is 100, so you need 10 from there, and then tevel is 80. So tevel is 80, so you have 8 meiser rishon, 0.8 chumas meiser. So 10.8 chumas meiser. So altogether, you remove 80. That's the tevel. And at most there, you're going to have 8. That's going to be able to be meiser rishon and then chumas meiser. And then you need 2.8 more, because you need 10.8 altogether. So you always take the full amount of the Tevel, because then that could be the Maaser Rishon, the Trumas Maaser in there, plus how much more you would need in order to make the total. So 82.8 in the second case, 91.9 in the first case. And Mikan Ve'elach Lefi Cheshbon, and however much the amounts are regaining to Maaser and Tevel, you do this Cheshbon, as the Gemara just gave two examples, 100 to 90 and 100 to 80, but you do the same Cheshbon. Again, the Maaser Rishon, you figure out how much Trumas Maaser is needed altogether. The Maaser Rishon, obviously, it's just automatic 10%. And the Tevel, it's going to be 10% of 10%. You figure all of that together. Then you take how much it could be from the Tevel, and then you add on the little percentage of how much you vadai want to get from the Maaser. So Adkan explaining the Mishnah where you have these two barrels that are put together that you want to be mafresh. The hafrasha that we have been talking about, you know, some of the hafrashas we have been dealing with is you don't have to be mafresh and give them to all, right? Some of them have to have been hafrasha, and some of them have been hafrasha and nesina, right? Trumas Maaser, you have to give it nesina too because it's usser. It's usser for Yisrael. But all the other ones we said you could keep, right? Maaser Rishon, I'm mafresh, that I could pay the levy. Maaser Sheni, I can be podet. We've discussed every once in a while in these dafim, and again, it's something to review over and over again, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban relating to hafrasha and nesina in terms of how many mitzvahs there are. The Rambam, as we know, has sefer mitzvahs, which is a hakdama to Mishnah Torah, and as a hakdama to sefer mitzvahs, he has the shirashim. The shirashim are a hakdama to sefer mitzvahs itself, and the Rambam lists off the 14 shirashim, rules and regulations of what's counted as a mitzvah and what's not. And the Rambam says, number one, which is probably maybe one of the major motivational factors that made him write the Sefer, Shorash HaRishon, that in Roy Limnos Bechlal HaZeh, mitzvah Shehen Midrabanan. Right, you don't get mitzvahs drabanan. You don't get mitzvahs drabanan. Even though, right, it says, Tayyag mitzvahs, Nemrlo Lamoshe Misinai. So the Ramban would say, defending the Baha'i, it means Rove. Most of the Tayyag mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai. Most, not all. But that's number one. No, you don't get mitzvahs drabanan. You don't count, halachos that are learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos. You don't count mitzvahs she'inu against Lodoros. Number three. Okay, maybe one day we could have shiurim on all of these shirashim. Revi, she'in roi limnos, sivuyim akololim batorah kula. You don't count sivuyim kololim. All inclusive sivuyim are not counted. And we continue, but if you look in Shoresh, Achadasar says the Rambam, ein ra'ui limnos chelke ha-mitzvah. Biprat chelik v'chelik b'fnei atzmo. Right? There's no, you're not allowed to count. You don't count separate sections, parts of a mitzvah, like chalitza. You don't count the rekika and the chalitza and the kriyas ha-psukim. You don't count those separately. It's all one mitzvah. And shoresh shneimasar, similar but different. The 12th shoresh, you don't count parts of a process. Chelke malachim and amalachas. Right? Shoresh achadasar, the 11th shoresh, was that you don't count different parts of a mitzvah, different actions that are required. Like chalitza, like kriyas ha-shem, like rekika. Shoresh shneimasar is if you have a one process, one process that has a number of parts, so that is not counted separately either. In Roy Limnos, Chelke Hamalachim and Hamalachas, Shebah HaTzivui Ba'asiyasa Kochel V'Chel B'Fnei Atzmo. Even if each of the Tzivuyim are mentioned separately in the Torah. So there, in Shoresh, Shneimasar, that is where the Ramban says that I think the Rambam is wrong. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah of Nesinas Truma, and I think it should be separate mitzvahs of Hafrasha and Nesina. It's not clear whether the Ramban actually Lamaisa paskins this way, because we don't see many additions in the mitzvahs that he said that the Ramban, that the Rambam forgot in the mitzvah Sheshachach Chosan Arav. We don't find that he added on, doubled every Hafrasha and Nesina mitzvah. But that is what the Ramban quotes here. V'chein adin, in the Ramban in Shoresh Neimasar, in his comments on the Rambam. She'igzar Rav Limnos, ma'asher lokecha kohen chilek ben ha-mitzvahs, eineni din shave etzli bekulan, aval yesh behem chilek. I think there's a chilek between various mitzvos. Ki bedvarim ha-tovlim, by the items that create tevel, if you don't, if you aren't mafrish, not like Bikurim. Bikurim doesn't create tevel if you don't touch it. But Chala and Truma and Trumas Maaser. And we had a day even Maaser Ani possibly. We had a Machlokas earlier in the Masechta. Ki B'dvar Matov Lim Heim Shtei Mitzvahs Bavadai. It's for sure two mitzvahs. V'amashol bazeh hachala. Shekein kala isa asura lanu acha nafrish osa. The whole dough is asur to us until we're mafrish. V'nitz tavinu ba mitzvah nifredes shenemar chala tarimu truma. There's a mitzvah of hafrasha in order to be misakein the kri. V'shalo ya'ale bilibeinu shana rimosa. Lohotzia isa me iser v'na azvena o nashlicho sabaish. But though that we don't think that we could just take it and throw it out, tziva osanis brach b'nisina sayinu l'kohen. There's another pasuk, give it to the kohen. Shenema merishes v'arisos echem titnu l'ashem truma. Tupsa two mitzvahs, v'chein nitztavinu b'nisina sa truma. Reishes tegancha tirosh chav yitzarecha titein lo. V'nitztavinu tchila b'hara masa min ha-mitzvah haba'a b'chala. That includes truma. Shneemar v'haya balchocha milachem aretz tarimu truma l'Hashem. Reishis hariso sechem tachala tarimu truma. Kitrumas garen ke tarimu osa. Harei shehishva harama shteyem v'asan mitzvah. V'zeo nigla bakasa. This is for sure. Right, there's hafrasha and there's nesina. And therefore says the Ramban, I don't know why the Ramban counts it as one big mitzvah. And he also notes in terms of the bracha. We say a bracha at shas hafrasha. What do you mean? Why do you make us bracha at shas hafrasha? Right? You should make it, it's a separate stage. Question according to the Ramban. If it's a separate mitzvah, why don't you make two brachas? One by the hafrasha and one by the nesina. But either way, the Ramban, brings that up. And he talks about the karbanos here as well, but that's not our topic. So that is the Ramban, vote shahrei b'chala temeya mevarech b'hafrasha. So v'edin he says to the Kohen, b'chala temeya, you're mafresh, you don't give it to the Kohen, and mashlicha la'or, you burn it. V'yim kein roi shenimna shtei mitzvahs, b'truma hafrashasa, mipazak terimu truma l'ashem, unesina la'kohen, mipazak titein lo. V'chein nimna b'chala b'hafrashasa, mipazak chala terimu truma, unesina la'kohen, mitzvah acheres, mipazak reishas arisas achem. You should have two mitzvahs by truma, two mitzvahs by chala. V'chein adin b'meiser, nimna hafrashasa. So mitzvah, mipasek aser taser, uba pirsh mekubal b'shtei ma'isers akasim medaber, ma'iser rishon and ma'iser sheni, and also the nesina. Afterwards, says the Ramban, the tziva b'nesina, so nesata l'alevi l'ger v'lasol l'mana, b'pirush shijitim l'alevi chelko v'la'ani chelko. So I don't think that it all is the same. But the Rambam obviously feels that it should be one big mitzvah. So what is the Sar for the Rambam? So it's beautiful. If you look at all the Mefarshim on the Rambam, here in the Sefer HaMitzvos, they all have different formulations about how to answer. They say, no, it's all one thing. It's all one thing. But what's the one thing? Right? How do you, put it together? So if you look in the Leif Sameach, and if you look in the, Marganisa Tava, they have opposite formulations. Right? Do we say that really the mitzvah is the Hafrasha? And the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha, right? You ultimately separate it by separating it out of your Rishus and giving it to the Kohen. Is that how we look at it? The Hafrasha is the Iker, but then the Nesina is the Gemar Hafrasha? Or do we say, no, the Nesina is the Iker, and Hafrasha is Tchilas Nesina, right? Do we say that? And that's how it should be formulated. Or do we say, it's just two parts. It's two equal parts, right? What do we say? So that's the different formulations that we have. I'm just looking again. It's all here, right here. Ube'emes, let me just read one of them. I'm reading from the Leif Sameach. Leif Sameach, I think it's one mitzvah. Shekola Isa Asura Shenavishen Savino Mitzvah Nefredes Mechal Tri Muchuma Gama Rambam Avalo Nefredes Rach Mechuberes El Hanesina Vechala Tri Muchuma Pirusha Huzet Tri Muchuma Kedei Litna Lekoin. It's all about the Nesina. The Nesina and the Hafrasha gets you to the Nesina. And that's why there's only one bracha. Okay, but this is Ramban, Hafrasha, Nesina. It relates to, but Lav Dafke, it relates to the issue of whether there's a mitzvah in just being mafresh, even if you don't have any rutzon or plan to eat from the field. Okay, that's a taz in Yaradea, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, last Mishnah. Here it is in Maseches Demai, Ayin Vav Mabez. Here we go. Halacha Ches. Mishahaya loa eser shuros shel eser kadayayin. If somebody has barrels of wine, imagine 100 barrels of wine, right? You have, 10, right? You have 10, you have a square where you have 10 rows of 10 each. 10 rows of 10. So you have 100 barrels. 100 barrels of wine. So what's going to be the ma'aser rishon for those barrels? 10. What's going to be the trumas ma'aser for those barrels? 1. Right, one barrel. Right, one barrel is going to be. So, what happens in the following case? Let's do the Mishnah, and then we'll see what we can talk about. And a person says, the outer row is miser. So what's the outer row? Right, if you have a picture in your mind, let's say you have 100 barrels, so the outer row could be the top row, the bottom row, or any of the two side rows, the north, south, east, and west. They're all outer rows. You have 100 barrels in a square with 10 in each row going both ways. And he says the outer row should be Maaser Rishon. So, and he didn't designate, so any one of them can be Maaser Rishon. So, but what's the problem? Let's say I'll give one whole row to the Levi. The problem is, maybe I meant a different row, and the Chumas Maaser, which I'm not allowed to eat, is in one of the other rows. So the Mishnah says, what do you do? You don't know which of the outer rows. Altogether, the outer rows combine to be 36 barrels. You don't want to give everything, right? Each barrel, because there's four corners that are doubled up on different rows. So you know what you do? You give two diagonally across from each other barrels. You give that to the Kohen, and you can get paid back for one. Because one of those is the Chumas Maaser. Because if you take two of the diagonally across, then that covers all four outer rows. All four outer rows. So you give that to the Kohen, and that's the Chumas Maaser, and you get back the price of one of them. What if a person says, not that one of the outer rows is Maaser Rishon, but Chatzi Shura. By the way, that reminds us a little bit of the halach of Zrikas Hadam. Some karbanos, a karban chatas, needs Zrika on all four corners of the Mizbeach. Lamala Michuta Sikra. He goes on the Sovev and he sprinkles on top. But an Ola or an Asham, they need Zrikas under the Chuta Sikra, Shtayim Shehein Arba. On two corners, which really get on four sides. So it's the same thing, Luchsin. You do it diagonally, so therefore, it could be on all four sides. So, Chatzi Shura Chitzona. What if a person says, half of one of the rows is Maaser Rishon for half of the barrels, for 50 of the barrels. Chatzi Shura Chitzona Achaz Maaser. So now you don't know which half outer row. Ve'en Yadua Ezohi. So then, notal arba chavis me arba zavis. Then you have to give all four corner barrels, because then you're covered. Each half row, outer row, is covered by the one barrel that you give from the corner. Shura achas meiser. What if you don't say outer? You say one entire row should be meiser. Then yadua ezohi, and I don't know which one I designated. He forgot, or he didn't even specify. So one entire row. So you have to give one barrel from each row. How do you do that? Notal shura achas luchsin. One diagonal row. One complete diagonal row that will cover, that's one barrel in each row. And that's what I'm going to give. There's somewhere in here, there's 10, that's Maaser Rishon. One barrel is Chumas Maaser. So if I take one diagonal complete row, then I'm covering every row. Chatzi Shura Achaz Maaser. What if you have that? A half of a row somewhere here is Maaser Rishon. Then Yadua Ezohi, Notal Shtei Shuras Lochsin. You have to take both diagonals of the 100 barrels, that would cover all the Maaser, Trumas Maaser possibilities in the half rows. Chavez Achaz Maaser Ven Yadua Ezuhi. What if I say one barrel is Maaser Rishon? I don't know which one. Nota Mikol Chavez Achavez. Then you're stuck, because every barrel might be the Maaser Rishon. You got to give a little bit of wine from each barrel as the Chumas Maaser. This is the Mishnah here at the end. Wine, we haven't had so much discussion of wine in the Masechta. Most of it has been figs or dates, but wine in various areas of Halacha has special status, right? We know for Schitas, Hilchos Brachas, we know most squeezing out most fruit, you know, that is, makes it into a Shehakol, but squeezing out grapes brings, goes Ma'alev Ebracha, and it goes into a Hagafen. Shivas Mashkin, most of the seven liquids come from other sources, right? Yad Shachadam, but oil and wine come from a fruit. Relating to that might be on Shabbos. Zechitas anovim on Shabbos, right? That's a daraisa. That's a daraisa. Other fruit is a question. If it's a derech to squeeze other fruit, that's a question. Whether it's daraisa, derabanan, the Gemara talks about it towards the end of Masechta Shabbos. But zechitas anovim on Shabbos, that's category one of zechita. That's a daraisa of probably dush. And then, of course, where the major action of yayin comes up is yayin nesech and stam yena. Interesting. The Rambam, we mentioned this recently, but the Rambam has separate lo saseh daraisa. The Rambam has mitzvah kuf sadi dalet 194 shehiz hiranu milishtos yayin esach. There's an issa daraisa of drinking yayin esach. This is not beferish in the Torah. Interesting, the Rambam said earlier that we don't count Drashas Chazal. But it's mefurish enough, I guess the Rambam would hold. Aval amru b'avodazara, asher chelev zvachemo yochelu, yishtu yein nesicham. Right, pasuk all the way at the end of Hazinu, I think. Mazevach asur av yayin asur. In the pasuk, you compare chelev zvachemu and yein nesicham, so we compare zevach, a carbon, to wine. V'yata yodeya, sh'asur hu ba'ano v'lokin alav. And you know, it's asur ba'ano, and you get malchus if one drinks the yayin esach. V'haraya al hayos yayin esach mi'isure daraisa, shu yimne mi'mitzas losase. You know that because it says towards the end of Avodah Zarah, he quotes the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, say, all Yisurim Shabbat Torah are batal b'nosein, are asur b'nosein tam, chutz mitevel v'yayin esach. To be minam b'meshehu v'shalom minam b'nosei tam. So you see, it's talking about yayin esach being usher. Fascinating collector's item. This sefer hachinuch on this mitzvah. The sefer hachinuch, not here, not at the end of the Torah, which is the pasuk the Rambam quotes. That's what's going to be unique, right? Sefer hachinuch in parsha kisisa mitzvah kuf yud aleph in the sefer hachinuch. The isser of eating and drinking tikrovis avodah zarah. Remember we said there's four areas of avodah zarah. There's the idol itself. There's noy avodah zarah, how we beautify it. There is mishamshi avodah zarah, items that are used in the service. And then there's tikrovis avodah zarah. That's what's given to the avodah zarah. So there's an isser daraisa of eating and drinking tikrovis avodah zarah based on the pasuk in kisisa. Hisham alacha pentiskroch bris liosheva aretz. V'zivchul avzavchul leilohehem. V'kar alacha v'yachaltem izivcha. And the shorish ha-mitzvah is laharchik ulesalik. Call any avodah zarah the chol davar miyuchas eleha, to get rid of and keep distant any avodah zarah from our eyes, from our thoughts, richuk avodah zarah. And the chinuch goes through that everything is asur mishum avodah zarah, even mayim umelach. Right, avo bishamayim umelachim dvarim kalim ve'efshar lo mar bohem she'inam l'tikrovis v'lo hinicham l'vrei avodah zarah l'kavanas kavod klal. It's not so covetic to give water and salt. Afo pikein asur. Of a beacon usher, and then also Chazal, Zechron and Levracha, Asru, Lerov, Richuk, Zeh, Kol Yayin Shal Goyim, Alvish Lo Yadanu, Boshin, Ischul, Avodah Zarah, all wine of Goyim are excluded, even if we don't know that they were Menasech them, Vu Nikro Lahem, Stam Yenam. That's called Stam Yenam. El Shechilko Chachamin, there's a difference. If you know for sure it was Nisech, so then it's Asav Amashu and you get Malkus. If it's Stam Yenam, which is only Asav Durabanan, then it is Malkus Marjus. And then he quotes many other examples of Harchaka that we have. Even if it's a Jew's wine and a guy touches it, that's another Harchaka that we have. Skipping towards the end of the piece, it's a big piece where the chinuch quotes a lot of different halachas. Says the chinuch, "V'noheges asar azu b'chol makom b'chol zman v'zacharim v'nekevus v'over aleha v'achal kol shu." If somebody violates and eats anything of avodah zarah, oh shasa, filu tipas yayin nesa gomor, even a drop. Doesn't say revius here, right? Even a drop. B'mezid loke. Shein din dvarim elu k'din shari suri ma'acholos. Shein kezayis v'din shtia b'revius. This is not like other isurim where there's a kezayis and revius of the shiurim. Lefi shalavad azara hishira tarva amra. V'lo yidbak b'yadcha me'uma min hacherim. Klamer v'afilu kolshu. Even a kolshu, there's no minimum amount. And then he says, "Bizos ha-meniyah shel yayin esach." With this meniyah of yayin esach, this iser harambam zechron lebracha, the haramban shneim yodu sheish bazel lav. Both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that there is a lav, there is a losase we're talking about. Vishu nimne becheshbon alavin, and then it's counted in the cheshbon halavim. Amnam nechleku bo b'inyan zeh, but they have a machlokes which pasuk. Which pasuk is the source for the isser of drinking yayin esach? Ki Rambam zechron lebracha yotzir shi yayin esach and a mikra shekasa b'parshas Hazinu. The Rambam says, as we just read, learns it from Hazinu, lamed beiz lamed ches yishtu yayin esicham. The isser shar tikrovas avodah zarah, and the other tikrovas avodah zarah, he learns it from lo v'liyid b'apiyat chamum menacherim umi lo savi soevel beisecha. The Haramban says there's no separate pasuk for yayin. Ha'pasuk hazeh dehishamer lecha nilmat iser kol tikrovas avodah zarah v'yayin esach bechlal. Right, I think everything's included. Says the chinuch v'ani kasafti zeh hamikra kedaito. I quote this iser based on the pasuk. I'm quoting the back to Rambam that it's a separate mitzvah, but I quote the pasuk from the Ramban. Shelo kimin hagi b'chol ha-sefer. Unlike what I do in the whole sefer. Ki kulam kasaftim kedas ha-Rambam. I always been like the Rambam of a pekan reisi. Sha pasuk hazeh no'e ma'od l'drosh mimenu hu'inyan. I think this pasuk makes a lot of sense. But oh, she ish ba'asar, and also you have a lashon of a lo sase here, right? Pen, hishamer, al, or lo. You have a lashon here, those, and yishu yei nesicham, there's no beferish lo sase, ain sham azara. So it talks about it, but I don't think it should be counted as a separate azara. Gamer isi gedola mi mechashri ha-mitzvahs shekas vukein. I see the smag and others did this too, so the chinuch here goes against what he usually does everywhere, and he in terms of that. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, well, am I nafgamina? What difference does it make? Well, the Minchas Chinuch says, well, this is a yesod, one of my pet topics that I always talk about. The Minchas Chinuch likes the Rashi and Shavuos on Daf Chaf. Rashi seems to say that when you give hasra, you have to quote the pasuk from Chumash. Right, if you do this, you're going to violate this pasuk in Chumash. So it's important to know which pasuk in Chumash is the source of the Yisr. So maybe that's an nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. You have to know which pasuk it is. You have to know which pasuk to be Masre Me'eze Lav. So that would be an nafkamina between the two. And then the Chinuch would cut on the side of the Ramban, possibly, in this case, against the Rambam. Again, a lot more about Yayin, but we'll have to wait for another time for that. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, we do the last daf in Meseches Demai.